What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Greek Mythology Short Stories Podcast. I'm your co-host, Shane, and today we'll be continuing on with the myth of Hercules. Last episode, we went on with the labors of Hercules, and this episode is part 4 on the myth, and tells about the hero's last 4 labors. Without further ado, let's get into the story. High King Eurystheus had a daughter who was like really spoiled. She found out that the Queen of the Amazons had a magic girdle, and she wanted it for herself. The Amazons were a female warrior tribe, but we'll go into them in later episodes. Anyway, Eurystheus sent Hercules to steal back the girdle. The Amazons knew how Hercules was blessed by many gods and were basically an identical of Zeus, so she agreed to hand over the girdle. Hercules was really nice and invited her over to lunch on his ship, but Hera had to mess it up. She disguised as an Amazon and spread rumors that Hercules was trying to abduct their queen. Many warriors started marching towards the hero's ship, and Hercules thought the Amazons had set up a trap. The hero turned on god mode and basically killed everyone including the queen, and he headed back to Turins. The 10th labor of Hercules was to steal the cattle of Geryon. Geryon was a monster with 3 bodies attached to a single waist. Hercules had to cross the desert of Libya to get to the cattle ranch, so the guy was already in a bad mood. Fortunately, Helios helped him along with his magical sun chariot. Helios was the titan of the sun, and we will go into him in later episodes. Anyway, Hercules arrived at the ranch, and he was immediately faced by 2-headed guard dog. Hercules raised his giant bronze club and smacked the dog, which killed it instantly. Geryon had a servant named Eurytion, who also tried to stop the hero. I think you can guess what happened to him. When Geryon came out and saw this chaos going on, he grabbed 3 shields and 3 spears and started jabbing at Hercules. The hero backed up like a ninja, and then used his magic hydra venom arrows to send Geryon to his demise. You might remember from the previous 2 parts that King Eurystheus counted 2 of the hero's labors as invalid because he received help or compensation. Well, because of that, Hercules now had to do 2 extra labors. The High King sent Hercules to retrieve the apples from the Garden of the Hesperides. The Hesperides were beautiful nymphs who lived in the far west corner of the world. Nymphs are nature spirits, as I've mentioned before, but we'll go into more detail about them in a later season. Anyway, Hercules managed to find the location of the garden, but he had one formidable opponent in his way. There was a half-giant named Antaeus who wanted to wrestle and kill anyone he saw, so Hercules had to get rid of him. That was no easy task, since the half-giant was a son of Gaia and he was invincible so long as he touched the earth. Despite this unlimited health hack Antaeus had, Hercules managed to raise him up high enough and crush him with his bare hands. When Hercules arrived at the garden, he came across the titan Atlas, who was condemned to hold the heavens on his shoulders. Atlas was the father of the Hesperides, so he could access the garden anytime. Hercules made a deal with Atlas to switch places, so the titan could get him some apples, and surprisingly, the Atlas agreed. Atlas took a handful of apples, but then decided he didn't want to hold up the sky anymore, so he just let Hercules stand there like an idiot. Heracles tricked him, and he said he needed to adjust his cloak, and Atlas agreed to take the sky back for a second. Truth was, Hercules didn't intend to keep his promise either, so he just walked away with the batch of apples laughing and the dumb titan. King Eurystheus was getting anxious as the hero kept getting more and more popular. He decided to send Hercules on a trip where he'd never come back from. The final labor of Hercules was to travel to the underworld and capture Cerberus. Cerberus was a 3-headed dog which acted as the guardian of the gate into the underworld. Hercules first had to take a bunch of courses on how to get in and out, but finally he mastered all the necessary skills. The hero put on his ninja gear and sneaked past the gates and into Hades' palace. Hades agreed to let the hero take him on the condition no weapons should be used to tame the dog. Because Hercules was so big brain, he managed to subdue the dog with his hands and guide him to Eurystheus' palace. The High King literally jumped so high his head hit the ceiling, and he jumped back into the bronze pot. Eurystheus then relieved Hercules of all his labors and sent him away forever. That's the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for the next one on part 5 on the myth of Hercules. Follow me on Twitter @shortmyths.